Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. Had a technical difficulty. Hey, tonight we're going to have an awesome show. My name is KC. I am your host. Right out of Virginia. I'm not going to introduce the host. I'm not going to introduce the artist because guess what? They're going to introduce themselves. But first, I'm going to let y'all know I've heard their music, and the music is off the chain, all right? So why don't y'all go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
Hey, I'm Matthew.
It's Seth Frankel, and I'm here with...
And I'm Skippa. With the
and we're the MSFP crew.
Yeah.
All right. I like that intro now. Did y'all record that?
That was perfect.
So, tell me where you guys are from. Where are you?
Well, she resides in Pasadena. I live in West Hollywood. We're LA County locals.
Yeah.
Okay.
From LA.
LA, how is it out there in California? Period. I'm all the way over the West Coast.
Yeah. It's something, you know. Going up the street, networking, on the Walk of Fame. It's an experience that a lot of other artists in the game that aren't in Hollywood don't really get yet, but it's, like, amazing for networking.
Yeah. I prefer West Hollywood or Pasadena where I live, but, I mean, I'm always out there, though, but, Yeah, LA is amazing.
Okay. So, what is the name of your group? I can never pronounce it, so I want to know exactly the name of the group.
And it's MSFP Crew.
Okay, and how did you all come up with that name?
Well, it's actually based off of a indie mom and pop music label that I started. We were a group of a bunch of solo artists. Now we're rolling as a duo. I still distribute some of my other solo artists under the label, indie mom and pop label MSFP, which stands for Matthew Scott Frankel Productions. And we wanted to keep this going as a group, so we call ourselves the MSFP crew to sort of give props to where we started it from.
Okay. I'm loving that. And where did you guys get you all's name? Like, not your group name, but like Skipper. Where did that name come from?
Okay. I actually I first bought the name Little Skipper. Then I changed it to Skipper. Then I changed it to Little Skipper and then just Skipper. But I came up with the name though when I was 13. And then I kept changing it as I got older. And the spelling changed some a lot. But I've always been a high energy type of person. So
okay.
I just sort of came up with that name off the top of my head one day.
And for me, Big Stats really comes from just my experiences with putting on these shows. So, I mean, we got this label that's named after me, and I always like going all out and going big for the shows. So stats is like short for status and statistics that they're all big. So it's Big Stats.
Okay, I'm digging it. So you guys know I'm going to pick y'all brains, right? Because my interviews are crazy. So I'm going to ask y'all a series of questions. And some of them you may have to think about a while. Some of them will come off very freely off the tongue. So we already asked you who you are, where you're from. So I want to know, what exactly does your act consist of?
Well, I'll let her answer this as well, but I think that we're just this high-energy group. We really want to put on a good show when we go on stage. We talk about all sorts of things on just beats that people can dance to and get onto. People think that just because you either have a beat track or you have this kind of track that you can't make the song something people can really vibe on. And we want, no matter what we're saying, people to actually vibe on it and have fun with while they're listening to it, you know, something they can dance to in the clubs.
Okay. Okay. Great answer. Do you have anything to add to it, Skipper?
Well, for me, I always like to give a high-energy performance. I like to get everyone, you know, on their feet, jumping around, or, like really fighting to, like, listen to the lyrics itself, because I put a lot into my lyrics, and I've been writing all my lyrics since I was about 10, 12, 13, I started, so that's about... almost 17 years ago. I like to always do my best when I get on stage.
Okay. I like that answer. You say you like to give your best when you get on stage. That was definitely the best answer I heard so far. How would you guys describe your music for a public audience that have never seen you before?
I think we're really unique by the fact, one, we're a white co-ed hip-hop duo. Two, we each have interesting stories of our own, which I know that we're going to dive into more in depth in the course of the show. I was seen a few years back as the first rapper to ever appear on American Idol. My partner here is an openly lesbian MC, and you know, I think that this is something unique that people haven't seen, and we just want to take it as far as we can go with it. And
okay, do you have anything to ask, Stephanie?
I'm sorry. I had an ADD moment. What's the question again? Sorry.
Okay. The question is, how would you describe your act to an audience that has never seen you before?
Okay. Well, I always like to switch up the performance. Like, I don't like to make it exactly the same every single time, because then the audience sometimes gets bored or tired of seeing the same exact choreography or the same exact, you know. Like, you gotta switch it up sometimes and make it your different, your own, unique, and original.
Okay, good, good. And, okay. Thinking back to early childhood, you guys, what was your first experience with music for the first time like?
Well, for me, I started... it was a way to express myself and to really get what I needed to say out. And it started actually when I was in kindergarten, and I was really feeling this one girl, and I didn't know how to tell her. So I started listening at being at the time, you know, Madonna and Paul Abdul were in their prime, and I'm starting to listen to their beats and starting to arrange a song in my head. This is while I'm in kindergarten, by the way. And I start writing these lyrics, and you know, it just, from then, it just never stopped. And I've switched up genres of what I thought genre I should be. Many times growing up, I probably wrote my first rap song in fifth grade. It was actually for you remember those DARE classes back in the day? I actually wrote a rap about the DARE Resistance program for our project.
Okay. I remember DARE, so I think as a child, we all had to go through those classes. Yes, yes. Okay, and what about you, Skipper?
Well, I started really getting into the hip-hop type of music in the late 90s, early 2000s. I started writing hip-hop lyrics at the age of 13, 2000, 2001. And then I really haven't stopped since then. I write now. I can write songs in like a full length song in like a day. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get, you know, my thoughts just right or the words just right, but yeah, that's how I started. Middle school.
Okay. This question is to both of you all. As an artist, how would you define success?
How would we define success, you said?
Yes.
I think we both have some different goals, but we still want to do this together. For me, I always look at myself as an aspiring entertainment mogul. You know, my mogul inspirations would be Simon Cowell, Howard Stern, and Michael Jackson. But I have various musical inspirations that go beyond just the hip-hop realm. Obviously, I'm inspired by the greats in hip-hop, like Biggie and Tupac. But I'm also inspired by just iconic stars, because that's the type of greatness that I strive to be like. So any of those iconic stars that you can think of are inspirations to me, you know, male and females, your Madonnas, your Janet Jacksons, I already mentioned Michael Jackson and MC Hammer and stuff like that. All right,
let's
see what you go on.
Okay, yeah, some of my bigger inspirations are like, the first hip hop that I really started listening to, it was kind of really sad now, but was Lil Bow Wow really got into the hip hop game with Coco Dev and Jermaine Dupri and all them. Then I'm into like the really club rappers like Ludacris or T.I. Nelly Singh, like Outkast. I don't know, I listen to more rock and stuff actually than rappers. Like, going to sleep, the one I think is inspiration. No doubt, Paramore. I listen to a lot of different genres, so all of them sort of work into my inspiration and the way I deliver my lyrics and style.
Now, ask you some more questions to let everybody hear what your song. I didn't know that, are there any design behind the scenes? Just you like to share with everybody?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, I was saying that, are there any behind-the-scenes secrets, tips, or any additional information that you would like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, we can be found on Twitter. It's our Twitter. You can follow us, and there's connections to our personal our individual Twitters on it. Just go to MSFP. _KR3W, all lowercase. So it's at MSFP crew. And that's our Twitter and our Instagram. We have individual Facebooks as well.
Yeah, my Instagram is, Twitter is at Skip of the Rapper, which is SKIPPABARAPPA for both my Twitter and Instagram. Actually, for my Reverb Nation, SoundCloud also, it's Skip of the Rapper.
And you can find me on Facebook, / The Real Big Set. And we're also on YouTube at MASC4483. And on YouTube, we have connections to like all of our sites and stuff. So if you go to our page there,
we could check out all of these.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and let everybody hear this awesome music that y'all got going on, man. I don't even know if they're ready for it. But let's go.
Uh-oh. We done did it again. Ha, ha, ha. All right. Here we go. Chicken flow. Kids who work me, it's cause they see me on the idol show. Just by rain. be wanting more. Some just want me for a chuckle before they reach for the fuckle. Uh-oh, getting really dirty in here. But what is it they truly fear? It's cause different I'm when frosted. If you don't like that, you can suck my dick. It's cause you wanna live with me in sin. Come on, man, even bipolar got the brain. Stupid be the one to drive you sexually insane. In a minute, I'll let her explain. Yeah, I've been on a mission from show to show. Will not stop, don't you know? And even without a grand, y'all recognize that I'm still a fucking brand, bitch. Still a fucking brand. Still a fucking brand, bitch. Still a fucking brand. Still a fucking brand, bitch. Still a fucking brand.
Uh-huh.
I'm still a brand.
Dorothy's coming up in the club.
Yeah,
the ladies be wanting to show with love.
Come on.
guy that was supposed to help us perform at like the Hollywood Bowl and the Greek Theater, and that our manager at the time hooked us up with. And what happened there was, since it was so close to the time of American Idol, and I took a huge risk on how I was going to present myself on that audition, there were a lot of people commenting on our YouTube page at the time, not getting us, and it sort of scared him away, and that was the beginning thought process on writing the song. And then Skippa, as you mentioned, writes a whole bunch of lyrics, and we went through her lyrics to see what would fit with what I wrote. And I pointed out a passage that she had typed out, and we sort of pieced it together like that. I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I said I have another track of yours. I'm holding. I'm going to go to the trans. Anybody want to talk? Ladies, if you're on, dial 646-716-6977. Ladies, make sure y'all press the 1 if you want to talk. All right, let's go to 509-218.
Yeah, we have another track that we sent to you.
We're going to go to a caller right now. Somebody wanted to talk to you. Every code 509-218. Start to talk to me.
Hey, Casey, it's Karina.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? Hey, ladies. Hello.
Hey.
I was a little late tuning in. But I was wondering if y'all could do a little freestyle for us. Let us hear something like on the spot live.
Well, we do have something. It's not fully a freestyle, but we do have something that we're working on for an a cappella audition. Maybe we can give you a little preview of that.
All right, it's we'll throw it at us.
All right.
Okay.
S-K-I-P-P-A.
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 Spontaneous, yeah. K-K-Kind. I interfere with your mind.
Games.
Y'all mind.
Games.
Y'all mind.
Games.
And weaponize A with your mind.
Games.
Y'all mind.
Games,
y'all mind.
Games.
And what do I say? P. Pleasant, yeah. P. Paranoid.
So Bruno.
A. Anxious, get on the grind.
Y'all know it.
Grind.
Like a pan.
Grind, rip the 626. Get on the grind.
Living it up.
Grind.
Keep it crunk.
Grind. Know it's the best. To be up in the west. Yeah. Come on, people. Say my name. Let me hear you all. Say my name.
S-K-I-P-P-A. S-K-I-P-P-A. S-K-I-W-P-A.
Now it's your turn, come on.
S-K-I-W-P-A.
Next second, but you're like rehearsed, come on.
S-K-I-W-P-A.
Here you say, yeah.
S-K-I-W-P-A.
Say, man.
S-K-I-W-P-A.
Y'all was waiting for, huh? S, spontaneous, yeah. K-K-Kind, I, experiment with your mind.
Games.
Y'all mind.
Games,
y'all mind.
Games.
And what lies A with your mind. Games, y'all mind.
Games,
y'all mind.
Games.
And what lies A, P, pleasant, yeah. P, paranoid,
so paranoid.
A, ancient skin on the grind.
Y'all know it.
Grind.
Like a pimp.
Grind, rip a 626. Sell the grind.
Living it up.
Grind.
Keep it crunk.
Grind. Know it's the best. To be up in the west.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Say my name. I want to hear you all say my name. S-K-I-P-P-A.
S-K-I-P-P-A. S-K-I-W-P-A.
For example, I'm big fat.
Ways with learning disabilities. Uh-huh. I didn't talk till I was 3.
Come on.
A hip-hop trifecta is what you label me. Mom from the dirty stuff that's from back east. And I represent the streets of Cali. Born in Inglewood, raised to the Beverly. Living in Hollywood's what you'll see from me. Because that's be the name in case you forget. My dear is going to leave you with no regrets. Let me go. S-K-I-P-P-A. S-K-I-P-P-A. S-K-I-P-P-A.
Yeah.
That's what's up, all right.
Yeah.
So, okay, so the other thing I was going to ask y'all is a lot of people that Casey has on, they kind of have a vision. Like Casey, she has a real vision. So, like, where do you guys see yourself in 10 years? I know you want to be, you know, like, artist and be seen and heard and all that, but, like, where do you see yourself personally? Like, what's your vision? What do you want in the next 10 years?
We just really want to make a difference with this music thing, and, you know, I also have been working hard on starting my own foundation that benefits special needs children through music education, and I think if we can get to the next level, we can bring more attention to this foundation that I'm trying to start up.
All right. Well, do you got anything, like, so people can check that out, or is it just in the groundwork? Because that's important.
Yeah, they can go to msftinc.com. We got some information about that, as well as some music. I also do an internet radio show, and it just kind of talks about some of the projects that I'm involved with. I know Skip has got some things that she wants to also get done in the future. So let's Skip talk about that now.
All right. Yeah. Well,
hello.
Hi. Yeah, when my first official finally solo album is dropping actually this year, I'm leaning more towards April or May. It's going to be called Triple X Syndrome, and then I'm also starting to work on the second one, which will be coming out early 2016, which that one's going to be more on the romance, love, crush, sort of inspired more songs than this album. That's going to be more exotic and erotic sort of thing.
And we actually sent you one of the singles from that upcoming album. It's also featured on a compilation album called Idol Compilation Volume 1, where you can get the single already, but it's going to be featured on her first solo album, Triple X Syndrome. It's called Eat Me Out.
All right, cool. That's what's up. Well, ladies, I got to get on out of here. Casey, much love as always.
Bye now, bud.
Thank you, teammate.
Yeah, team Chief Zone.
You got it.
Yeah, later.
All right, ladies, if you want to talk to this dynamic duo, y'all make sure y'all press number one. Y'all make sure y'all press one as you see they are humble and they want to talk to you. Ask them a couple questions. Ask them anything. Talk to them. All right, call 951-796. Talk to them.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
It's me, Shay.
What's good?
So I just chimed in. I'm actually on the road, and I just got a little glimpse of the little live song that they were doing. And I just wanted to know, where in California are you guys from?
We're LA County.
Okay.
Skippa here, she resides in Pasadena. I live in West Hollywood. And we're just trying to make a difference in that West Coast scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, do you guys do, do you guys have any gigs that you do out there in the LA area?
Yeah, we actually have some shows coming up. We're going to be performing at the Five Star Bar in Los Angeles February 19th. And the address to the Five Star Bar is 267 Main Street in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay. Because I'm actually from California myself, so I would like to come out and see you guys live. You guys are actually performing a day before my birthday, so I will definitely try and come out and see you guys. All right.
And we also have a show coming up on the
27th.
On the 27th.
That one's going to be at Brew Dog Club in Beverly Hills, the sports bar. That one's going to be really good, too.
Okay. So how many actual members are in your group?
Well, right now, we're rocking it as a duo.
Oh, okay.
We've had some other members who we still work with from time to time, but are focusing on some solo stuff and for my indie label right now. But right now, we're really focusing it in as a duo and kind of vibing on the uniqueness of white co-ed hip-hop duo.
So you guys are like, because I just chimed in right now. I just was able to get on. So you guys are, what genre do you guys put yourself in?
I say pop, R&B, electronica, rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of on that danceable hip hop. Yeah,
oh,
with
okay.
That rock infusion.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, and how long have you guys been together as far as the group?
We formed the group late 2008, early 2009. But we've been writing lyrics way longer than that.
Yeah, earlier we said she started writing when she was 13. I wrote my first song in kindergarten, and we just started, and we just never stopped.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So both of you write, yeah?
Yeah, we write all of our songs.
Where do you get your, like, what inspires you when you're writing your songs? Like, do you write your songs on experiences that you've had in your life, or when you wake up in the morning, the first thought that comes to mind, you write a song about that? Like, where does
actually,
inspiration
well,
come from?
But really, for me, it's all about, you know, telling the story. You know, I had a profound experience that happened back in 2002. I know this is going to sound a little, hold on.
Don't talk about that. It's a present, man.
Well, anyways, what I'll say about that experience, so not to be a complete downer moment, is it changed my life, and I just, from that moment on, you know, just wanted to tell stories, you know, of things that go on through song.
But me personally, I write about fantasies. I write about what I would like to happen in the future, whatever pops into my mind, I jot it down, and sometimes it turns out to be really good, sometimes not so great, but I just, like, start jotting down stuff, and sometimes I just, like, keep typing, and it's like, look.
And me, I'm just a storyteller. You know, I tell stories that go on in my life. I tell stories about things that I experience. Yeah, things that come through my mind, you know. Sometimes it is fantasy stuff. Sometimes it's real hardcore stuff that I've dealt with. And you know, just want to get out all these stories.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, I think that's all the questions I have for tonight. But it was really nice talking to you guys. I really wish you guys all the success in the world, and hopefully I can make it to your show on the 19th at the 5-star, what was it called?
5-star bar in downtown Los Angeles.
Okay, 5-star bar and grill, yeah?
Oh, no, 5-star bar.
Okay, 5-star car. Okay. All right. Well, it was really nice talking to you guys again. And Casey, I will talk to you later.
All right.
Talk to you later. This is the one.
All right. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna go ahead and play this next song, girls. It's called Eat Me Out. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
liking that music. So once y'all tell me how y'all came along with that song right there.
That one, it was actually produced by our homie, Oakland, rapper Crown.
He's a former member of MSOB crew. Still our honorary third member.
Yes. But that one I actually recorded in early 2012. It's been this longer process to get this record just right. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you ladies for coming on She's On Radio. I want y'all once again tell everybody how they can get in contact with you via social media, your YouTube, your Reverb, everything. All right.
One link I didn't name yet is my Facebook one, which is / follow me, Ship of the Rapper. So SKITTADARATTA. And then both my Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, my YouTube, though, is the one different one. It's / official Skippa. You can check out some of my videos and stuff on there. I have most of my links on that one, but all of my links are on my Reverb Nation page, which all the fans or the listeners can check those out.
And also check out our website. It's just www.msfpcrew, spelled traditionally, music.com, all one word. And you can go there. There's like buttons to like both of our Facebook pages, and you can hear more of our music right there
on the website.
Exactly.
Ladies, it was an honor. I really enjoyed you all tonight, and I just, is there anything y'all want to say before I let y'all go?
You want to go? Go for it.
I didn't hear what she said.
Like I said, we got these shows coming up on the 19th and the 27th. We're also going to be attending
two auditions.
We're going to be going to the voice audition. And on Valentine's Day, we're heading to the America's Got Talent Los Angeles audition. So we're hoping to really get this movement started and really so look out for us in this upcoming year because we got a lot planned.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck with those auditions and America's Got Talent. That's great. That's great. I like it now. I'm loving that. Well, like I said, I want to thank you guys for coming on and She's On Radio. And you ladies, y'all have a good night, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Peace.
All right, ladies, y'all can catch me, KC, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. KEYCEE at She's On or at KCT Show Straight Sweet. Tomorrow we're going to have Shine on the line. So I hope to see everybody. Y'all have a good night. I love you. And y'all already know I'm going to end this show with.
This is WTS Radio with Lady J. We in the motherfucking studio. We here, Kitty, the fucking remix. Kenilworth Katrina. And motherfucking Shambalaga in this bitch. Yeah! Let go. Let's get it. Ay, yeah, kitty. Yeah, kitty.
Ay, what's up? What's happening? She buy it. Ay, she dig. So, who wants you go say to call her over, man? I dare you. Part your lips. And just stay here. kitty, kitty. Hey, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. And watch them heels start to clear. Come here, soldier, she's a sh. Yeah, dang, she is there. Main off chop, get in my wheel. Go for a ride and hit the script. Get some drinks and talk a beer. Go to the crib and start some sh. You want it, you can get it. I'm like Wayne, just trying to split it. A kitty wetter than a super soaker. Booty booty tighter than a choker. Find a sweet red wine night. All I wanna know is can I ride die? Hey, you hear that call, mate? Listen, here, pretty, pretty kitty.